Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Doubts raised on donations to Comptroller, reads the headline on the front page of the New York Times today about New York City Comptroller John Liu, the first Asian American to be elected to citywide office. Liu, who recently announced that he had raised $1 million in the first 6 months of this year, is a prospective candidate for mayor. The story details a handful of irregularities in Liu's campaign finances, including donors who don't exist or who deny knowing about any contributions in their names. The amount of many of the contributions was $800, meaningful because the number 8 is lucky in Chinese, although one wonders why not $888.88. The problems focus attention on the Chinese business community in Queens, which strongly supports Liu, and his campaign has announced that it will return funds from donors with questionable paperwork. Joining me now with more is David Chen, City Hall Bureau Chief for the New York Times. He wrote the investigative story with reporter Raymond Hernandez. Hello, David. Welcome back to WNYC.
Morning, Brian. How are you doing?
Can you describe one case? Give us a good example which exemplifies for our listeners the kind of wrongdoing you're talking about.
Sure. There are obviously any number of cases we could talk about, but one of the ones that sort of jumped out at us involved a young guy who lives in Flushing, who is a student at Pace University. And he is listed as a project manager for a stainless steel manufacturer. And he said to us on a couple of occasions that he not only had not heard of the company, but, you know, certainly didn't give any money and actually doesn't have enough money to do much of anything because he's a regular college student. He also said that his dad, who is also listed as a donor, actually runs sort of an import-export business and is in Taiwan most of the time. So that jumped out at us, you know, for a number of different reasons, and we kept on finding more and more instances in which, you know, the facts, you know, were sort of head-scratching.
I wonder, and we've been wondering in our office today, whether because this population that you're investigating is largely immigrant, a lot of people don't speak English, whether there's less here than meets the eye. For example, two big problems listed in the story: Liu's campaign did not check that donor cards were written by the people making donations, as the law required. Several cards have the same handwriting. That's evidence of that. Plus, his campaign is engaging in bundling. That is, one leader of a group goes around and gets little campaign donations from a lot of members of the group, whether they really like the idea or not. Like, if they're an employee, maybe they're being pressured into it, that kind of thing. But there wasn't disclosure of the bundlers' names as required. But we were wondering, can immigrants who can't write in English reasonably be expected to fill out these donor forms themselves? And is it necessarily, you know, a bad thing? There are those who would read the rule about having to fill out donor cards themselves and think it keeps immigrants who are not proficient in the language from donating to campaigns at all.
Well, the Campaign Finance Board provides these cards in different languages should a campaign choose to use them, and so there are some in Chinese if so desired. In this case, the Liu campaign actually had its own cards, and they were in English. And I think what's interesting about this is that for a lot of the donor cards where it appears that the one person filled out all the forms, I mean, they sort of repeated the same erroneous information over and over again, for example, listing an address that didn't exist or listing, you know, titles that seem quite dubious. And it raises questions about the propriety of the donations themselves, and it raises questions as to whether somebody just, you know, maybe, you know, ponied up the money up front and perhaps were reimbursed later and did not give fully.
Was there any defense from the Liu campaign, because I saw that you did interview him, or from donors you talked to about being unfamiliar with the system or not knowing what the laws are because they're new to this country and new to this process?
Well, the comptroller was quite clear during the conversations we had with him that he and his fundraisers always emphasize to potential donors what the rules are, and that any sort of infractions would make him look bad. So they say that it's not an excuse for potential donors to claim that they don't know the regulations. Mm-hmm. And he himself has also said that he won't tolerate these kinds of sort of suspect contributions.
Well, that's certainly been Lou's response to you as I read the article today. It's, this is interesting that you found these things. If this is happening on behalf of my political career, I'm going to get into the community and make sure that it stops happening. But what's the burden of proof for the candidate himself or the campaign itself to check for irregularities? Are you accusing him or his campaign of any wrongdoing here in kind of purposely overlooking things that he now looks at when you put them in front of his face and say, oh, that's bad, I'll stop it?
It's not a matter of sort of a direct accusation. It's sort of more of a collection of findings, I guess, and you know, far be it for me to sort of speculate as to whether they actually knew what was going on or had some knowledge of it. I mean, I think, you know, we're just sticking with the basic findings of lots of irregularities. And in terms of the burden of proof, you know, they have some time, technically speaking, to kind of sort it out, because the real process doesn't kick in until the campaign finance board goes through the donations, does an audit, and then tries to figure out what qualifies for matching funds mm-hmm. under the city financial.
And there it has implications for all the taxpayers, because an individual donor is matched by $6 in public funds for donations up to the $175 mark. I guess that means these $800 donations won't be matched. But do you have a sense from your reporting how much Mr. Liu received from that matching system from donations that may be somehow illegitimate, or a sense of how much money we're talking about?
It's a little hard to say what the potential pool will be for matching funds. Ultimately, I think right now it's a few hundred thousand dollars, if I'm not mistaken, in terms of what is so far or what has been deemed eligible, you know, at least on a cursory level, I guess. But, you know, suffice it to say, I mean, you know, the city and its taxpayers should obviously take, you know, these kinds of issues carefully, because it is such a generous system involving, you know, lots of public money, and not just for Mr. Liu, obviously, but for all the other potential mayoral candidates.
How will he give back donations to people who don't exist?
That's a great question. I guess, you know, perhaps it's a good contest suggestion in terms of how to make the best use of that money.
And I guess we will leave it there. My guest has been David Chen, the New York Times City Hall Bureau Chief, with an investigative report on some of the campaign donations to Comptroller John Liu on the front page of the paper today. Just real quick, are you getting a lot of positive response on this? Are you getting a lot of pushback from the Chinese community saying this is singling us out as being the other, or what?
I haven't heard very much yet. I mean, I suspect that, you know, the story is probably going to be translated and reported in the Chinese media, and we'll see in the next few days. But, you know, we also allowed Liu to sort of question our own reporting methods, which he's, of course, entitled to do. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully there's a sense of fairness there.
All
as
right.
Well.
David Chen, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.